Yo, I'm Chad.
And this is Eric.
And we are... Jump
Man! Handcuff children to each other and blow them up show.
Yo, Eric. How you doing, buddy? Hey, I didn't hear from you yesterday.
Yes, actually, I'm joking. I'm not hungover. I'm just...
Oh, you're not... You're...
Tired.
Oh, well, when I called, 9 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock,
yes.
2 o'clock... I was kind of like, oh, well, New Year's Day happened, and, well, Eric must be totally slammed.
Nope, I was playing Assassin's Creed 3 and didn't want to pick up the phone.
Oh, you were playing Aspro?
Whatever.
The Brotherhood?
Yes, it was awesome. I was playing while our other brother Jared was watching, and we were just too hooked. So
that sounds bad.
Assassin's Creed! You can walk around and kill, you can walk around and kill... And you can throw money at chicks. I like it.
That's nice.
It's fun. I like to kill people that are mean. And I like to climb buildings. I wish I could climb buildings in real life.
Yeah.
But I can't.
So you've played Assassin's Creed 2. How does Assassin's Creed Brotherhood stack up?
Oh, it's great. So far, it's just like number 2. Looks good. There's a couple more fight moves, which I enjoy. And mm-hmm. I like it. I'm so happy that there's new cities that I can explore. And it's cool. I mean, it starts off fast and Ezio gets laid and then he has to fight. I mean, it's great.
Sweet.
And you fight guys that wear wolf hats on their heads. The wolf pack. Yes.
That's right. Yo, the NWO is in
right.
Italy.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack or you might end up in a body bag. It's great. Yeah, man.
That's
Assassin's
awesome.
Creed 3, it's just like the second one, so I'm enjoying it.
Wow, great. Well, there goes all my fears and all my hopes packaged into one little, yes, it's exactly like number 2. Great.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, man, because number 2 is great.
Cool. That's just like, it 2 was a big step over 1. Just kind of like Mass Effect 2 is a huge step over Mass Effect 1. Oh, my God.
Just like how Grand Theft Auto 3 was a huge step over Grand Theft Auto 2.
That's right. And that's and you know what? You know, Hollywood sequels, sometimes, most of the time, you know, just totally miss the mark.
Yes.
But video game sequels are generally way effing better than
the
previous installment.
Except for every other Twisted Metal game.
Well...
Twisted Metal 2 was so much better than 1, and then 3 and 4 mm-hmm. were shit. Total
That's
shit.
True. But then, you know, but then they came out with Twisted Metal Black
yes.
on the PS2, which was all right.
That was great. No, Twisted Metal Black should have been the sequel to Twisted Metal 2, because that was finally the good one. And the best was being able to have the ice cream truck transform into a robot and blow missiles at everybody.
That is true. Well, you know, the original team who worked on Twisted Metal 2 was reunited for Black, and that's universally recognized as why it was good.
See right there. I mean, it's just shows, man. You gotta stick with your shit, because
exactly,
man. Even now, I drive around like a Twisted Metal guy. I drive around like Axel and go more power, and then I hit my the button on my car that has like a radius blast, and I jump over stuff.
Hell yeah! You know when we play that game as Axel, and Axel is the is that the black guy standing up between two tires.
He's, like, chained
to
them.
His whole, that's his whole car. I used to think, like, man, what would that be like? You know, like, that's kind of like the Segway Plus, you know?
It would
you're
suck.
Standing up.
It would suck because pigeons would shit on your
what?
Head, and you couldn't do anything about it.
That is true, but it would be really cool, you know, just in the, I don't know, in New York City, you know, driving around giant ass tires. I mean, you know, it's all about status. It's all about them rims, you know.
No, man, if I was in New York City, I'd be Thumper, that pink Cadillac with a flamethrower in the front.
That's true.
That'd be cool, man. I'd be torching shit.
Mm, you know, living in New York City, I do see the occasional really really nice car, you know, like a Lexus or, you know, some expensive BMW kind of parked on the curb, and
what a waste.
I always think I always just think, what the hell are you thinking, man? You know, somebody is going to give you a dent. You know, somebody is going to steal that car.
Yeah, and
I
you
just
can,
can't believe it.
And you can drive around at 5 miles per hour stuck in traffic. Yay. Yay.
There's this guy up the street, actually. This guy up the street who has, like, a it's like a Porsche or a Charger or something in his garage, and whenever he takes it out, he always makes so much noise, like, as he, like, you know, he peels out and then stops at the stoplight and then peels out again. Stop. Stop.
That is called, look at my penis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Look how big my car is.
Yes. Now we're in. Can you believe we're in 2011?
I can, actually. We're about a year away from destruction.
Oh, I still remember when it turned 1990. And, like, the day after it turned 1990, there was a stupid commercial for, like, jewelry or a car or something. And this lady is like, it's the 90s, like trying to describe the style in that commercial. It's like, it's the 90s. I was like, bitch, it was 1989 like a day ago. How the fuck can you start saying it's the 90s? Like, you know, like it's so different from a day ago. It's the 90s now.
Although, do you remember the year 2000 when that happened? Everybody, going up to 2000, everybody was like 2K this and 2K that.
People thought we were going to live in caves with no light, no electricity. We live in caves. I would have been fine with that, but whatever.
No, I just mean, you know, aside from, like, the year to the millennium bug nonsense, mm-hmm. I just mean, like, you know, there was, like, everybody was calling 2K this, 2K that, like, you know, like, NBA 2K this, yeah, NFL 2K that, you know?
Yeah.
It's 2K just, everything.
I just don't know what to say.
So my question is this. Now that we're kind of out of that last decade,
yeah.
What do we? I don't think we ever agreed, like as a world or even as like Americans, what we called the year 2000 to the year 2010. Like, what do we call that decade?
Well, I think the easiest thing would be to call it the 2000s. Mm-hmm. Some people were calling it the aughts.
The aughts?
Yeah. It's like I think it's like AUGHT or something. It's like a. It's like you'd say like aught 5 or aught 7. It's like something from 100 years ago, like an English
That's
word.
That's weird.
And then some people shorten it to the aughties. The aughties. So the
roaring aughties, huh?
So you could call it the aughties. I think we'll probably just call it the 2000s.
Yeah.
Or we could call it the Limp Bizkits, since for some fucking reason Limp Bizkit was popular for a couple of those years.
Yo, and now Limp Bizkit is back on the radio. Can you believe it?
They're back. Give me something to break, like my dick in your ass.
I mean, I thought the rap rock rhymes were bad back then, but now that it's getting more radio play, you know, all the stuff from 10 years ago is coming back. Oh, it's even worse.
Yeah, it's something. You know, that's what happens, though. I mean, anything that's around long enough eventually becomes, like, funny, ironic, and then people can kind of enjoy it again for what it was. It's why Vanilla Ice is still popular every 3 years. You know, someone does his couple of his songs, and then we're like, yay.
So, yeah, there were those two kids. What was it called? Those two kids from the UK that did, like, their breakout hit is, like, a mashup of Ice Ice Baby and Under Pressure.
Yes. Yeah, that was fun. It was on, like, the X Factor show or something like that. So. Yeah. But instead, they just That's need to cool. kill their parents. Kill them.
That's right.
Kill them for making me do Ice Ice Baby on TV.
Oh, man. Well, you know, they look like they were having fun, and that's all that counts, really.
See, I wish that was still true as an adult. I'd be like, yeah? Why did you run over that hooker? It was, it looked like he was having fun, so, you know, it's all good. It's like, why did you take a shit in the Harry Potter movie theater? Well, you know, I was having fun. Well, okay, it did look like you're having fun, so you're free to go.
Sometimes.
I had to tell kids to shut up at Tron yesterday.
Mm.
And it was funny because, like, they sat right behind me and my wife, and they were like, beep, 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 you know, like two girls and two guys, and they were like, ooh, this is a fun date. We're going to make little jokes, and we're going to laugh too loud at them and stuff, And I mean, I used to do that too. So it's like they're talking in the previews. I'm like, whatever, whatever. And like they're talking in the first 5 minutes of the movie, and I didn't say anything because it's like, you know what? That's just, I did it too. You know, I can't be a hypocrite and get mad at them. And then I was like, you know, I'll give them some time to settle down. And they kept going. And the thing with Tron, though, is because they're in the computer world, and so that means you either listening to Daft Punk music, which is fine because then you can't hear the kids, or it's completely silent because it's in the computer world. Yeah. You know, because you don't have, like, funny sound effects like cars going by and stuff and stupid music and stuff. So, I mean, when it's quiet, it's really quiet. And so they kept talking. And then I had to turn around. I was like, hey! I just, like, stared them down. I was like, come on. And then they didn't talk to us at the time. I was like, I'm just fucking trying to watch Tron, man. And it's been 28 years. So come on. Let me watch Tron. Like,
come on, kids. You weren't alive back when the first one came out. Show some respect to the old timers.
Yeah, it was funny because there was a guy that was one row ahead of us that definitely you could tell was a huge, huge original Tron fan.
Oh.
Because he was.
Was he dressed up?
No, he was fat and alone, but he wasn't dressed up. But he just laughed super loud at like anything that was possibly related to the original movie. He's like, and
oh my god.
I mean. Yeah, it was kind of funny. But I will tell you that the new Tron movie was pretty cool.
Yeah? Wow, you know, I've heard mixed reviews.
Well, that's about how I could sum it up, is pretty cool. That's all I could say. You know, it wasn't the greatest movie ever, but it was really cool how, you know, the Tron world and stuff and like the just the shit that happened. You know, it's not like the most complex movie of all time or anything like that. You know, some of it's a little silly, but just what the, you know, it's so much different than every other movie you see. So it was just pretty cool.
Okay. Wow. All right. I'll take that to the bank as a, well, you know, I don't go to see movies in theaters very often. So it has to be, I have to get a pretty awesome review all around from everybody I know and the internet before I go see something.
Well.
So I'm telling you, I probably won't see Tron.
Well, it was cool. I mean, it definitely, I mean, you know. You're going to see Tron before you see Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah, that's true. While we were home, we went home to Western New York for Christmas. Yes. And a couple different times, you know, while we were in town, we stayed a couple extra days. Dad, you know, we're driving around with our dad doing different stuff and looking at, like, the one movie theater in town that has one movie playing. And he's like, oh, Gulliver's Travels. And we're like, silence.
Yeah.
Awkward silence shows you our opinion on going to see Gulliver's Travels. But, you know, I don't know. I saw one trailer for Gulliver's Travels, and I was like, well, nah, I don't know. It seems like a family friendly movie with a couple adult jokes thrown in.
Yeah. Well, but, I don't know. I just rented the Angelina Jolie movie Salt from the summertime, which is a fucking terrible name for a movie, but, you know, Salt, where they accuse her of being a Russian spy when she works for the CIA, and then she's on the run, and everyone's chasing her. Mm-hmm. She's like, I didn't do it. So I just watched that for a dollar.
Wait, was it the Bourne Identity with boobs?
Well, not really boobs, because she's fucking skinny like Skeletor now, so it's gross.
No, that's true.
So, and she's not good looking anymore. But the whole time I was watching it, I was like, kill Angelina Jolie! Kill her! Shoot her! She's over there! She's hiding in the apartment! Shoot her!
Oh, that's great.
So I was just rooting for them to catch her and to kill her. But it wasn't a bad movie, which I never thought I would say, but...
Well, they spent enough on it. I mean, there was a big, I mean, not only was the marketing across the country a huge deal, but they had a huge budget on that movie. And when, you know, when they bank on those big stars, and I'm not saying that The Tourist is going to do well at all, but when they bank on those huge stars, you know, it has to be like, you know, a pretty blockbuster set of like crew members, you know, like big director, big screenwriter and stuff. So I'm not surprised it did well.
I didn't say it did well.
I'm not surprised that it was you and somewhat enjoyed it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, because I just wanted to see Angelina Jolie die. I'd be like, kill her. But it just I just wanted to see someone like hit her in the face with like a case of Sunny D. Like a whole case, like smash. Just hit her with some Sunny D.
That should be the subtitle of Salt 2.
I think
Angelina gets hit in the face with a case of Sunny D.
I think they should handcuff her and then drag her over to the refrigerator to decide what to hit her with. And they're like, oh, it's got some purple stuff, some stuff. Oh, Sunny D. And just start smacking her with it. That would be great. And then, and then at the end, they're like, you know what? And just tip the fridge over on her face instead.
Boom. Wow. So it's like, it's like Saw 8. It's like torture porn with Angelina Jolie.
Ugh, it'd be torture for me to watch it. It's gross.
Well, it sounds more enjoyable than The Tourist.
That looks fucking stupid. They're like, here is a waste of Johnny Depp. The Tourist. It looks,
well, you know.
How did that get nominated for a Golden Globe? It looks terrible.
Because it has famous people in it. When you have famous people in something and the hype machine working for it, you know, people are interested.
That's all. Oh, that's all.
People that give
it
awards
is too.
Are interested.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just two actors that are famous in a shitty looking movie.
I don't know. It's like, you know, I don't want to dump on somebody's, you know, script
Do
that
it.
Made it.
Take
or
a
somebody's...
hot steaming pile of shit on it. Do
yeah,
it.
It just like it just doesn't appeal to me. It's like, you know, I see all those billboards everywhere, and it's like the perfect trip, the perfect trap, and I'm like, you know, oh god, did somebody in marketing feel really good about that? Like, look, trip and trap, they're really close. There's just one vowel separating them. Genius.
They keep trying to show them like having classy moments. Like, you know, like, are you in the movie theater? Like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp are talking in a scene together. You know, like, is it that? I mean, you know, are you really that excited? It looks stupid. Stupid.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Yes. So let's talk about the last year. I mean, we're in a new year now.
Yes.
Anything could happen. Anything at all. But I want to talk about the best stuff that happened in 2010.
Okay. I will tell you the best thing that happened was I ran the Boston Marathon, bitches.
Wow.
And I did it 2 minutes faster than Shia LaBeouf ran the L.A. Marathon. So suck it, Shia LaBeouf.
Hell yeah. Good job.
I'm better than you in the marathon running, and I would have been better if they had casted me in Transformers.
I think you could have played Megan Fox's role pretty well.
Oh, you're just a bastard. I could have played...
That's right.
I could have played an Autobot better. That would have been cooler. No, yeah, so...
I still haven't seen the movies, but somebody told me that Bumblebee only speaks in pop culture references, and I'm like, oh, well, fuck that.
He only... Well, ew. Duh, his voice modulator got injured in the crash, so he has, like, Sirius Satellite, and he just, like, talks in whatever he finds on the radio.
That is the worst... That is the worst.
No, it's not the worst. The worst is Shia LaBeouf talking in regular English.
Okay, all right, I'd believe it. You know, some people come up with, like, clever ways to sneak in all the, you know, all the product promotions because they're getting, you know, like, money to sneak Coke in and Pepsi in and all that.
Right.
But that just sounds, like, blatant. Like, oh, God, he can only speak in commercials, guys, because.
It's not that bad.
Anyway, 2010, I had 6 guinea pigs at once. We made it through.
They didn't die. No. I am amazing. Yeah. The Grim Reaper of guinea pigs did not claim any souls.
That's right.
How
well,
is
I mean,
this possible?
Now I'm down to 3, but the other 3 are still living, which is nice.
Yeah, right.
So, anyways, that was pretty freaking epic.
I don't understand why you like guinea pigs. The one looked like a hairy shit that occasionally moved around, and you call that a pet? I don't understand.
Well, you know, it's a hairy shit that loves me.
It doesn't even love you. It fears you.
It loves carrots.
I'm watching Cartoon Network right now, and Andrew WK is handcuffing children.
Yes!
On Destroy, Build, Destroy, he's handcuffing children together. And
that rules.
I think he's going to destroy them.
Dude, he's teaching them how to become eco-terrorists.
Yeah, I don't know. How is Andrew WK still around? Like 10 years ago, he came out with like that we like that party song, and that's it. Like, what the fuck has Andrew WK done in 10 years since the party song?
Now hang on. He had a couple hits off that album. I mean, you know, they weren't like number one on the billboards, but like that album was pretty awesome.
Okay, it was ten years ago. It came out during the first Jackass
movie. He had his own show on MTV2.
Who doesn't?
Oh God, he was the musical guest at the first VGAs. I mean, you know, he's done like little things to keep around. He keeps touring.
You haven't named anything good. I had my own show on MTV2. Everyone does. It's like, are you serious? He didn't even get on regular MTV? How is he still around? No. Like even now, it's like I'm the host of Destroy, Build, Destroy. Yeah, you're known as a host in this show. You're not known because you're an awesome rock star.
Yo, he's still around, and I think Andrew WK is an awesome rock star. I'm still a fan. Because
of what?
Yeah, dude.
Of what?
Of his music. What? His music kicks ass.
Oh, but see, you are just as... Here you... Look at you in the glass house throwing rocks at the Limp Bizkit people from 10 years ago, and you're listening to an Andrew WK song from 10 years ago. It's the same fucking thing, man.
Yo, hey. All right. The rap rock nonsense, those horrible whiny lyrics that Limp Bizkit put out, and Fred Durst's persona was such a limp dick disaster.
Oh my god.
And Andrew WK is about like partying and rocking, and his lyrics are silly, but like cool.
But
all at the same time.
The music wasn't even that good. It's like party, 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 do 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 do.
All right.
It's like hey, it wasn't all right there, that my good. Friend.
I think you need to take another listen to Andrew WK.
No, I'm
that's
not
all I'm saying.
To
I'm gonna.
I mean, hey, he looks like he's a good host on this cartoon show, network show. He's handcuffing children together. But I mean, all he is just like a small persona, like ah, party. I give myself bloody noses. Like, if he's so great, why hasn't he really done any good music since like 10 years ago? Like, I'm waiting. Where's the next party song?
I think he has. He hasn't had like any breakout hits
ever.
But like his style hasn't really changed, and people who really like, you know, that music, aka me.
No, his style hasn't changed.
Yeah, really appreciate that he's still rocking.
Listen to what you said. His style hasn't changed. He hasn't come out with any new hits. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Like no one's just told, and like everyone's too embarrassed to tell him that he's actually uninvited to the party. It's like, dude, Andrew
no
WK
way.
Showed
dude.
Up again. Well, just you know, just let him hang out.
Fuck, man, I'd invite Andrew WK to my party any day.
Yeah, and you would invite Limp Bizkit, too. That's
fuck
basically,
that, yo.
If you like Andrew WK from 10 years ago, who hasn't come out with any hits in 10 years, then you like Limp Bizkit, too.
No way, dude, no. That's like apples and really, really shitty oranges.
You did it all
okay.
For the cookie, the nookie.
See, and everybody knew, and Limp Bizkit was kind of like faking it too. It's kind of like Vanilla Ice all over again, where everybody knew that Fred Durst was not like a street banging thug, yet he kind of like wrapped up and like talked in his raps about how cool and how dope he was and, you know, and stuff. Andrew WK, there's nothing, there's no deceit in his lyrics. He's just like, I'm rocking hard and I like to party.
Yeah.
And I'm jumping around and that's it.
Yeah, there is no deceit in his lyrics because there's nothing there. He's just, I like to party. Da, la, la. I mean, it's been 10 years, dude. Come up with some more songs, please. No hits. No hits.
All right, we're not going anywhere. Let's move on. All right. So let's talk about video games in the last year. Because we played together. We played separately.
Mm-hmm.
But what did... Out of all the games you played in 2010, what were your best experiences?
Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption was awesome. Thank God that more and more games are going this, you know, the free explore world kind of shit that we originally experienced in Might and Magic 3 back in, like, 1989.
That's right.
Like, Red Dead Redemption was awesome. I liked it so much that I haven't actually beaten it yet because I don't want it to end.
Wow, so you haven't gotten to the... everybody talks about the ending, though.
I know, but I just haven't gotten there. I've just been, like, going on more and more bounty hunts and helping people because I just don't want it to end. But eventually, I'm just going to have to beat it.
Yo, you're going to have to beat it because, like, the ending is, like, what people in the gamer community talk about when they talk about, like, epic endings.
Oh,
and,
really?
Endings you didn't see coming and blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Like, that game is up there, so I'd be interested to have that conversation with you when you finally get through it.
All right. Well, I guess I'll beat it. Assassin's Creed 2 was great.
Mm-hmm.
I was hooked into it. I watched you play it first thinking that would be enough, and then I was like, nope, I need to play this. So that was awesome. X-Men the arcade game.
Well, that's right.
That was awesome. I didn't really. I was really ready for Transformers: War for Cybertron, but it wasn't as good as I thought it'd be. Like the single player was just hard, and the online stuff. I don't like going online and just getting smoked by people. Like, it's not that much fun to me getting destroyed. And every time I went online, I just got destroyed. But
gotcha. So you're not one of those people who would, you know, work through work through getting destroyed enough to kind of figure it out and level up your character enough to where you're destroying people.
No, man. I paid $55 for that. I want to be able to enjoy it now. I don't want to be able to enjoy it a month from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, what's the payoff in that? That's stupid. It's like, I want instant fun. And I think I was more in love with the concept. But, I mean, it was cool. It was cool. But they just need to make it a little more easy for me to enjoy.
I gotcha.
Resident Evil 5 sucked, though. I actually beat the whole Resident Evil 5 game, and I beat the extra add-ons. And it is so disappointing. So disappointing.
Aw.
I was sad.
That's sad. Well, I'm, it's funny, I goozexed a copy of Resident Evil 5 and it didn't work, but, I'm kind of almost glad that I never got to experience the disappointing nature of just action and not a lot of suspense.
Yeah, they took all the fun out of it. There was no scenes that would make you, like, jump back, and there was no creepiness, and there's too many scenes where you just, I mean, I love just machine gunning stuff to death, but even in that game, I was like, Like, the monster's right there, and it's coming right at you, and you can't even move. You just have to keep shooting it till it's dead, and I don't know.
It sounds like you were machine gunning a dead horse over and over again.
Yeah.
Well, let me throw in about my best experiences of 2010. I know you haven't played the Mass Effect series, but Mass Effect 2, oh my god. That was game of the year for me, and that is, like, seriously one of the most fun, most attached games that I've, like, ever played.
Did you like it because was there like a Limp Bizkit soundtrack in there? Is that why you liked it? Did you play Limp Bizkit in the background and get yourself pumped for it?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I played some Andrew WK. Oh, you know,
I bet you did.
We want fun. No.
See, exactly. How long you've been listening to it, and that's the best you could do, and that's all that you can do is just. That's his song, man.
Well, Andrew WK is not necessarily about, like, repeating the lyrics back, but it's just about, like, jumping around and kicking your legs out and going, rah, 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 rah.
Andrew WK is not... It's simple. It's not exactly about quality.
It's simple. It's, like, simple stuff, and I connect to it on, like, a bass level, whereas Limp Bizkit's like, yeah, I'm gangsta. I'm the whitest gangsta of all time. Look, I got Method Man on my side. Yeah, he, you know, we got the Method Man. Oh, and they self-destructed.
And Andrew Fuck WK is just like, oh, I'm just gonna bang my head in the wall. La, 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 la. Still doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Yeah, but...
He never fucking stopped. Anyway.
Well, how long could you live off of one hit, though? I mean, like... I'm not judging him about...
It wasn't just one hit.
I'm not judging him about his TV show, because I would love to be a host of a kid's game show and handcuff children. I mean, so I'm not saying he sucks to be on the show. I'm just saying, like, look, he's a TV show host now, but he's not known for his music. And that's fine. I'm not going to judge him for this. I'm just going to say his body of work, not too big.
All right. Moving on. My other great experiences of 2010. I played Red Dead Redemption, but as soon as I played the multiplayer, I decided never to touch the single player ever again, because the multiplayer was just so much more fun for me. Like, whereas a lot of the quests in the single player were about, like, going from one place to the next, driving around the wilderness. In the multiplayer, as soon as you get in, you're getting shot at by other, like, live humans who are either, like, super dicks, you know, and out just, like, to ruin you and kill you as many times as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could occasionally find, like, somebody cool that would posse up with you, and you'd go on all these, destroying all these big gang missions over and over again, or, you know, hunting down somebody who has a big bounty on their head.
Yeah, I like that. I even like the single player, though, because I even like just playing. You could just play Texas Hold'em. You could sit down at a card table and play Texas Hold'em for money for, like, an hour. It's fun.
Yeah. There were 2 weeks where I think and you were only online for, like, one of those days, but there were 2 weeks where I played it every single day for a couple, at least a few hours, and I leveled up my online character, which was cool. Leveling up your online character is so awesome. That's such a great thing, because you invest so much in just playing online instead of just, you know, you get the same old stuff. Like, I was able to as you level up, you gain different weapons that you start with when you know whenever you die or whenever you start multiplayer, and then you unlock a bunch of skins. So I finally found, like, the right skin. I was, like, this Mexican prostitute running around with like a sniper rifle and like the best pistol and stuff. And man, I was having so much fun for like two weeks before it got old.
Oh man, but I hate
those 2 weeks
up.
Were glorious.
Leveling up sucks, dude. You know what's cool? What's cool is playing the new GoldenEye, and you just start out and you're good. And you can pick the different mm-hmm. weapons you want. And if you want to kill someone in that level, you have to outsmart them. Not just be a better level than them. It's like, this isn't, you know, this isn't Dragon Ball Z, where it's like, I'm stronger, so I'm going to win. And the only one who could possibly pull off an upset is Goku. It's like, I like when you're at the same skill level and you're just like, all right, I'm going to have to fox this guy out. I'm going to have to do this and come this and actually use my skill to beat him and not lose because his character is just so much better than mine because he played more than I did. It sucks. I hate that.
Well, what I kind of enjoyed was, you know, because like you said, you don't want to just come in to a battle, an online battle, and suck.
Yeah.
But for me, at least with that game, I felt like, you know, like leveling up and kind of surviving, you know, like I was into that. So when you could kind of tell what level people were at mm-hmm. by, you know, their icon, if they had leveled up to 50 or above, you know, they'd have like a little star on their heads on the map. So when I would come in, I would go right to the map screen and see where the hell everybody was. And then if there was a bunch of people all together or like a high level guy, I would run the hell away. So, you know, it was like high stakes. Like, if you get too close to the guys with the decent experience, mm-hmm. you're going to get destroyed. So you want to run the hell away from there immediately. Anyway, I just love cruising around the map, like the actual game map from single player, except that you're online and, like, there's cool stuff to do. That was one of the best gaming experiences of the year for me.
See, I just like being in the single player world, you're actually okay. And it's like, the better you play, the better you are. And it's like, you can actually be the man without having to like run away from 50 different people. You can just take people on, and I don't know. That's why I liked it more. It's like, if I was going to lose, it was because I got gunned down, not because some douchebag was on there for like 24 hours a day that I can't do 24 hours a day. So it's like, it doesn't seem fair.
That's true. All right. So that in a nutshell was our 2010. What are you looking forward to in 2011?
More episodes of the show Wipeout. And my goal to get on the show Wipeout. I've already sent in 2 applications. I must send in another one, though. I guess I wasn't weird enough, so get me on Wipeout, please.
Wow, where do they shoot?
In California.
Oh.
I just want to get on Wipeout.
I think on your next application, you should lie and say that you live like down the street from the studio.
I'll get there. They don't have to pay for it. I'll get there, man. Just put me on Wipeout. I just want to wipe out on Wipeout, please.
I think you would get onto the thing with the rolly.
Yeah.
The big ass rolly things and die.
I'm in shape enough that I'd get past level 1, and then level 2 yeah. I think I could because it's not timed, and then level 3 I'd probably lose.
Well, yo, if you're going to try and be on Wipeout, I think you should take it up a notch and get on the real Wipeout, a.k.a. American Ninja Warrior.
Fuck that shit. Are you kidding me? I don't need to get killed. I don't need to, like, struggle and climb shit upside down and jump around and stuff. I'm not that much of a crazy guy. I want to be on Wipeout. I want to bounce off of stuff, not climb ropes. Are you kidding me?
Come on, man. Yeah, it's like gym class, except like extreme.
Yeah, that part of gym class was never fun either. So I don't know what you're talking about.
You just like playing dodgeball?
Yeah, dodgeball was more fun. And there are dodgeballs in Wipeout, so.
Oh, that's cool. I think I've seen one episode of Wipeout, and somebody was running as hard as they could down this ramp next to like a house with a window, and something came out of the window. I think like somebody with a boxing glove and cranked him right in the face.
Yes. That.
Or they fell off there and like straightened the water. Oh, yeah. It's pretty epic. Great.
I want to be the very best like no one ever was.
Dun, 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 dun.
Of course, you would want to. I want to play for 50 hours so I can level up and be good while I listen to Limp Bizkit. And it'll be so worth it after the 50 hours.
I tell you, sometimes it is satisfying to play a game enough online to where you can actually be good and be like the guy.
No way, man. That's why level 1 is easier and level 2 is slightly hard and level 3 is slightly harder. Like, that's what it should be about. Make the game get harder as you go and have to adapt.
See, people, Like, I consider myself, you know, not very hardcore, you know, but people are going to say, people online are going to call you casual, man. They're going to say, oh, Eric Williams, oh, he's a casual.
I definitely am. Make sure that you guys say that, because I definitely am. That's exactly what I am. It's like, you know, it's like if you just started playing the drums in middle school, mm-hmm. and you had to play with kids that practice like 15 hours a day and just rule at the drums, how long you want to play drums next to them? They're always gonna get get the drum solo. They're always gonna sound better than you because they can put so much more time into it, and you can't. And you just wanna like have a good time and learn the drums and have some fun with it. But they're wrecking your fun.
Hmm. All right. Well, if you're a fun wrecker out there, well, this episode is a big fuck you.
And to Andrew WK, if you're listening, I don't have a problem with you, dude. Like, I think you're actually really good as the host of that Cartoon Network handcuff children to each other and blow them up show. I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to give you that much musical credit because, you know, this is a hit nation and you came out with one hit. So, sorry.
Dude, you're only saying that because you haven't listened to that album that the hit was on, and you haven't listened to anything else he's ever done. So I'm going to change that. I'm going to fix that for you. I'm going to post some awesome Andrew WK stuff on our Facebook page. And if you're a fan out there, you should do that too.
I'm like, I feel bad like I'm trashing someone that's a genuinely cool person. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you only had one hit. So it's 10 years later. Like, if you're not going to do any more hits, that's fine. Just make sure that people like Chad don't keep saying that you're a musical genius.
Dude, he's not a musical genius. He just does what I like. Like, I'm not going to go out and say, like, my favorite fantasy metal bands, which I'm a big fan of fantasy metal. I'm not going to say that fantasy metal is an amazing genre or that it should make, like, you know, top 10 in the Billboard charts. It's never going to do that. But, you know, that's just what I like. I like, you know, fun stuff, simple stuff, lyrics about, like, rocking and rocking hard.
You know what made the top 10 in the charts?
What's that?
A bunch of Limp Bizkit songs.
Yeah. Yo, we were listening to the theme song to Mission Impossible 2.
Oh, yeah.
The other day.
Oh, yeah.
All of us together at Christmas time, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Oh, what is he rapping? He's rapping about rapping, and yeah. that is a huge no-no. You can't rap about how cool you are in a rap. I mean, like, you gotta get somebody else to go in there and, you know, give you some credit. You can't just be like, you know you are loving this shit right here. That's right. We're good. We are talented. Believe that.
I will agree that Andrew WK is probably cooler than Limp Bizkit. But you can't knock the fact that Limp Bizkit came out with a bunch of hit songs, even though you can't understand why they're hits now. But you have to respect the fact that they made some money. You know?
Oh yeah, no. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, Eric. I don't know if I can respect the fact that somebody made a lot of money. Like, I'm not going to respect like the slap chop guy because he, you know, is recognizable.
Well, no, but because that's more like infamous as the slap chop guy.
You know, it's like if somebody's a shitty actor, but everybody knows them because of this one movie they did, you know, I'm not going to be like, "Yo, respect."
But
nah, screw that. It's like, you know, like,
but that, you know, by that definition, you can't like Andrew WK then because of the one thing he did.
Because I actually really like his stuff. That's why. Anyway, all right. I'm calling this podcast to a close. We'll see you in the next week of 2011, people.
Yes, go make out with your Andrew WK poster.
I will.
You're leveling up.
It's already like, it's all stained from like previous making out for 10 years.
I'm going to post that Limp Bizkit song. I know why you hate me. I know why you hate me.
All right, I will see you with something actually good from Andrew WK. But you have to, all right, when I post something on Facebook, Eric, you actually have to watch this music video I'm going to post in its entirety.
If it has the word party in it, I'm not watching it because that's all he can sing about.
All right. I'm not going to post his hit song. I'm going to post something else.
I gave myself a bloody nose because I like the party. I like the party. It's like, okay, we get it. Do something else now. But I like the party. All right.
Goodbye, everybody.
He's like the rock version of Cookie Monster. Same thing all the time. Cookie party.
But really, I mean, like, that's what I want.
Over and over again, dude. Like, I want something new, too.
What do you want? What do you want from Andrew WK? What, you want like a rock ballad or something?
No, but it's like, I love playing Twisted Metal too, but I would like a new version to play sometimes too. That would be fun.
Dude, he came out with at least two albums since then. You just haven't listened
because
to them.
Because none of them sold. The Wolf, and then none of them sold. They didn't do anything. They weren't hits.
Who cares?
Well, I would have expected. I'm only a casual listener. Obviously, we just established that I'm a casual kind of person. So I never got to hear this greatness, and I certainly wasn't going to pay for it.
You know, for being a casual listener, you sure have an elitist set of rules about, like, what's good.
No, I don't have an elitist set of rules of what's good. I'm just saying that Andrew WK is not that good. That's all. And that I just didn't understand how 10 years later he's still living off of one song.
He's not living off one song. Anyway, I'm going to change your mind. Goodbye.
All right, bye.